I'd like to welcome everybody back to the Super Smash Stories. You got Matt.
Got your boy T.Y. here.
Got the ball.
Eric.
We got DJ V-Dub on the boards tonight.
As always.
One thing I'm thankful in life is good neighbors.
Right.
Because I've had some bad ones in my life.
I think we all had some bad ones.
But this one was pretty... this one was more weird than it was bad, but I've also had terrible neighbors. Like, the old ladies that used to yell at you when you were running through their backyard playing tag.
Right.
But this was only, like, I would say 2 years ago, maybe last year, where I'm living now. My next-door neighbor heard some tussling outside, screaming. I was like, oh, they're drunk. They're good. And I started hearing smashing. Door flings open, and I'm sitting on the front porch having a cigarette, and I look over to my right, and there are these two naked motherfuckers wrestling, and I'm not even saying like...
Wrestling.
Not mud wrestling.
Drunk wrestling, like a bigger lady, and her like 5'7" boyfriend that I've seen her pick up and like throw through the front door.
Damn.
But they were wrestling and she was whooping his ass. So we're walking, I'm just watching them and they're walking down the backyard like throwing fists and grabbing each other and everything. It was a disgusting sight. And all they could just cause problems. Absolutely terrible. Anybody else?
Man, growing up on Blackman Street. You seen a whole bunch of shit. Anybody who knows Blackman Street in Wilkes-Barre, it's one of the main streets. Man, let me tell you something. I just seen some crazy ass shit living on Blackman Street. Like, I just seen a dude get hit by a car and he ran down the street, one good leg. Like, dead ass. Got hit by a car, was in the middle of the street for like, knocked out for like 5 minutes.
What?
Woke up, like, you know, when Tyson Fury got knocked out by Wilder and he got up real quick. Yeah, he got up like that and just took off the street. Leg was all broken and shit. I seen a whole bunch
of
shit.
It's a busy ass street,
though. It is. And people cross the streets, like by Loomis and shit like that. People cross some streets all the time and don't look. They don't look both ways at all.
And people also think people
speed
be like
racer
flying
and shit,
yeah,
coming down
people
that
be flying down that street too.
Mm-hmm. Y'all ever have a like? I had I lived in a double block on Blackman Street, and
I lived in an apartment. So
our side was cool, but the left side of the side was like, it was haunted. I'm just gonna put it like that. It was haunted.
How do you know?
The other side was haunted because the lady who lived next door, she would like take pictures of her kids and shit in the house. Mm-hmm. And you would always see like apparitions in the back and shit. And then the one day, yo, right hand the guy, yo, I got scared of shit. Cause I'm like, damn, what if this shit decides to cross over? You know what I'm saying?
Like, will I come to your crib?
Yeah. But it was just staying on that side. And she said that there was
none shall pass.
Nah, but the dude,
you're like, you can't come over here.
The dude across the street, he always used to like stare at our house, he said, which was weird. Like, he told my, he came out and like started talking.
That's some freak ass shit.
Yeah, like he came out, but he said that he was like a medium, like one of those people that like reads energy.
Uh-huh.
And he said
that. Tell that motherfucker to get out.
Mediumly right. Stroking right. His cock.
Right.
Tell him this is a 30-day eviction notice. Legally, I have to provide this to you.
He out there pretending to water plants and shit. Nah, but he always used to say like, there was like, he always used to feel energy from that side of the house. He went over there and did like a little mini, like, I guess communication or whatever kind of shit. I don't know the terms. I'm just saying what he did. And he was like, yeah, that side of the house is fucked up. Like, that's pretty much
if this dude just looked you in the eye and said, yo, that house is fucked up.
He told my dad that.
Like, those words.
Yeah, exact words. He said, there's some fucked up shit next door in that house.
That's crazy.
But the people that lived there before, yeah, shout out to Yingling for real. I got one tonight too, shocker. But
yeah,
shocker.
Yeah,
the people that lived, those neighbors that were just like scream at the top of their lungs, like mad loud for no reason.
No, I had one that didn't wash his ass too well though.
I don't know.
The one that lived,
probably those neighbors that screamed.
The one that lived next to me in my apartment.
We were probably those neighbors.
It was a four apartment building, so you get to smell everybody's dinner in the main hallway every night.
Lit.
Sometimes it's not lit. You ever walk into an apartment building, you have that weird ass, damn, everybody's cooking something completely different tonight.
You ever wake up hungover and smell curry? Yeah.
I mean,
I like curry.
But the you neighbor... don't like it when you're hungover, bro. I'm telling you, that shit's spicy in the air and shit. You'd be like, oh, I've been there.
You've been there? Yeah, I haven't been there yet.
Rough.
Neighbor that lived on the left, she had this daughter, and honestly, I think they were in WITSEC.
What?
Not even gonna lie, I think these people were in WITSEC.
What's that?
Like witness protection.
Oh shit! Okay.
You look. That's why I'm like, what? I'm.
You said witness. Said witness.
WITSEC. Okay.
Witness protection. Okay.
Okay.
So.
That's some mafia shit. I don't know what he's talking.
This kid would not take a bath. Like, get in the bath. No. Top of her lungs, small kid. And it just sounded like she wanted to whoop this kid's ass, but she didn't. Never. She just screamed so loud.
In my house, he
would have
got
constantly.
Ass
right. Get your ass in the tub.
Right.
I told you the first time. I'm not going to ask you again.
That's crazy. Yeah, that's a fact. You got your ass whooped.
But yeah, those neighbors that just scream or honestly, it's unbearable at points.
I had a nigga who always smelled like kerosene.
Oof.
Ooh.
He lived two houses down.
We call him Kerosene Jim.
It was this white dude. I ain't gonna say his name, but whoever lived on that street knows his name. And he was one of those motherfuckers. Like, there's a part two to this story, because just to show you how nasty this motherfucker was. He literally dressed like fucking Yosemite Sam. Without the hat. Like he always looked like he just got
Red Dead.
He looked like a Red Dead Redemption character. Like he always looked like he just got done doing plumbing but ain't fixed shit.
He's out there hunting for wabbits.
And like they shut his heat.
I just parked my horse in the garage.
They shut his heat off, so my man went and bought like a power generator. Hooked that shit up out back.
Highly illegal.
Yeah, my man had some Rick and Morty shit hooked up out back. Lit. Had the whole house pumping heat kerosene. Yo, if y'all remember Charlie Brown, remember the character Pigpen that used to have the dust just flying? Yo, my dad used to be like, here come Pigpen out of his crib again. Smell like kerosene. Yo, he would open up his door and you would smell that shit from your porch two houses down. So you knew that house was on 10.
He's gonna burn that bitch down.
Oh my god. Needless to say, over the years.
Curry donuts too.
That's another story.
Is that the other one?
I'm talking about the white dude. Oh. I'm talking about the dude that owned that shit. Okay? Because years later, last year, Derek? Last year?
When
the fucking CDC from The Walking Dead had to go in his crib.
Oh, bro.
Yo, my man had, when you buy blue bags, right, and you bag your garbage up,
yeah,
you're supposed to put that shit out on the curb, not in the kitchen. Nigga's dog done died. He done put that motherfucker in the deep freezer.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, he was tripping.
Tripping.
One of those neighbors.
Tripping.
Speaking of that, put a dog in the freezer. I had this neighbor.
Oh, God. I don't like where this thing
going. I had this neighbor, right? No lie. I swear Bull was a serial killer. I never got the proof, the hard evidence, but I had enough evidence. All right, so.
This is some Dexter shit.
Yeah, this is some wild shit, right? So my mom moved into the building. I was staying with her. And she was on the third floor. It was the first floor, second floor, third floor. We were on the third floor. Now, second floor neighbor was cool as shit. You know, I used to blow it down with her. She was love. Now, the first floor neighbor was this dude named Shemp. I don't give a fuck.
Can you spell that for me?
I don't know how to spell it. Like Shemp. Like
Shemp.
Like Shemp.
Like Shrimp Shemp. Minus the R?
Right.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Right.
Shrimp minus Shemp. The R. That's a fact. So
we got Shemp right.
At first, I didn't know. I didn't know what bull was. I didn't know if he was like African or some shit like that, or whatever. Because he was like a dark bull, and he wore these glasses. You know, kind of just strange, right? And I used to always see him coming in, because you know I would play the hallway, smoking in the hallway with my niggas and shit like that, or whatever. And even when they wasn't there, I'd be down in there just blowing it down. You know. So the first time I seen him, he came in, boy, wearing scrubs. And like the what they call them, Jones? The, you know, the
booties?
He had them over top of the
The shoes, right? Yeah, they're called shoes. Yeah, they're called booties.
No, they call the Crocs.
Oh, Crocs?
He had the booties over the Crocs.
He's not crazy, he's just real.
So he had the booties on over the Crocs with the scrubs on. So I'm like, oh, maybe he, you know, worked as a nurse or a doctor, you know, in the doctor's office. I don't know. So, you know, weeks go on, and I just be seeing weird shit. Like, you know, like you was talking about putting trash on the curb. We always had to put the trash on the curb on Mondays. My man would leave with these big black bags. And we would see him come in with these big black bags.
Black bags.
So one day, you know, I'm curious, you know what I mean? So I'm out on the porch doing me, you know what I'm saying? Bull sliding through. So I seen, mind you, I never seen this nigga car. But you space on the block, I see him coming around the corner with the black bags. Scrubs on. Same outfit. So he pulls up on me, about to walk in the crib. So I'm like, yo, what's going on, Shem? How you doing? He's like, real calm, cool, collect, like some motherfucking Hannibal Lecter shit. He was like, I'm doing fine. I'm like, all right,
then.
I said, you.
And you're next.
Right. So I'm like, you know, I see you with the scrubs on all the time, you know, like you work at one of these hospitals around here, John. He says, no, I work at an airport.
He needs some milk.
I said, why, what the fuck? Who wears scrubs at the airport? So, you know, now my mind is going. My mind is going because I'm like, who the fuck? I said, okay, whatever. You know what I mean? Whatever. All right, have a nice day, Shimp. You have a nice one, too. Tell your mother I said hello.
Oh.
I said, what, nigga?
You know my nigga, mother? What?
So I walked upstairs. I said, yo, mom, you talk to the boy Shimp down there? She said, oh, I see him, you know, in the mornings. I go to my appointments. I say hi to him. I said, oh, all right. So, boom.
Mom Duke's going.
Another week passed by, right? So my mom, like, she needed some butter or some shit. So she like go downstairs and, you know, ask Shorty, she got some butter. So I go down there, I knock on the door, ain't nobody answer. But I hear this weird music playing. Well, it wasn't even music, it was like chanting. It was like straight up, it was like some
like the curse from Chucky.
Yeah, some crazy shit. So I'm like, what the fuck going on? So, in my mind, I don't want to go down there, but I know if I don't go ask somebody for some butter, mom's going to make me walk to the store.
Right.
So, I'm like, I'm about to go, fuck it. I'm knocking on this nigga door. So, I'm knocking on board door. Hala, shiba, la, lo, be, hey. What the fuck is going on in there? So, now, you know, I'm listening close and shit. I'm like, yo, boy. So, finally, boy come to the door. He cracked the shit open. Like, he cracked it open. He like, yes.
He was probably naked.
Nigga, naked. So I'm, you know, now I'm trying, you know, he's cracking the joint. I'm trying to peek in the joint. I'm like, yo.
He said yes. Now like, it's not a good time.
He said something along those lines, like, I'm busy or some shit like that.
Oh, he's some butter?
So I'm looking, I'm like, yo, you know, my mom's, you know, says, you know, she needs some butter. You got some butter in there? He's like, no. I'm busy at the moment. So when I see through the crack, I see like this little light, and like we come through the door, I guess there's a room right there, but I see a little ass radio, like one of them old school joints. I don't even know if it had a tape player, but this motherfucker is pushing out all that. So I'm like, what the fuck is going on? So fuck it, that shit go by, but still in my mind I'm thinking, this nigga's a killer. He a serial. He doing some weird shit, some satanic. Something's going on down there.
Santana.
You know the Santana.
Right. He's about to come in with his guitar. All
right.
So boom, now.
You make my wind so blow. It's Dipset.
So boom.
Santana. He had never seen the Jewels.
So boom. like almost a month passed by, right? Now it's me. Now this no lie. Yeah. My mom can vouch for it. My brother, everybody was there. Me, my brother, my sister Ash, my mom's, we all upstairs. We blowing it the fuck down. My brother wasn't, he was smoking, he was getting drunk as a motherfucker. So we blowing it down and shit. So you know it's getting smoky. It's a small apartment, it's getting smoky in that joint. So you know, my mom like, it's extra smoky in here. Like, y'all need to take it to the hallway. You know my mom. You know, she said, y'all need to take it to the hallway. I'm like, chill,
mom. Mom and again, lightheaded.
I'm like, chill, like, we
y'all
good.
Y'all
so, you know, my brother don't smoke. He like sitting more close to the step joint. He like, no, it's real smoky in here. I'm like, what you mean? He like, wasn't you cooking something? So we jump up. I'm like, oh shit, the stove might be on. So we pulling the stove apart. I'm smelling that shit. What the fuck is the smoke coming from? So now it's really, we on the third floor. Now that shit getting real.
It's a fire.
It's a fire. So you know, mom's somebody find out what's going on. I don't know what the fuck this goddamn shit. Somebody burn the place down. She don't even get the fuck up. So now
place burning down. She ain't get up.
The fuck up. She telling us to go find out what's going on.
I ain't getting up unless it's emergency. Go find out what's going on.
My sister, she got to get up out of here. So she running downstairs. I guess she ran into the smoke. Now I hear her coughing and throwing up. So I'm like, what the fuck going on? So, you know, I'm a short nigga, so I'm dodging the smoke. You know what I'm saying? My brother coming down behind me. We get down to the bottom of the stairs. The smoke is coming from Bull Crib. Smoke coming from Bull
Crib. I love that.
Said, now is not a good time. Satan is here.
He's finally here.
That nigga just summoned something.
this is even the most weirdest shit.
There's a whole bunch of ninjas in there.
Yeah. So, he in dressed like Dark Magician.
So, I'm like, what the fuck? What the fuck? I'm like, yo, shut up. I'm not gonna do it. So now I run back up the stairs. I'm telling my mom, like, you gotta get out of here because it's burning. So I'm burning shit over. She like, y'all go make the motherfucker open the door.
We gotta get out.
So I'm like, mom, you still gotta get the fuck up out of here. She like, I'm not leaving unless I know this thing. I don't know. She had the motherfucking joint you thought the window. I'm like, mom, you can't. She had just got the
wait, you talking about the little rope ladder?
Your mom was trying to zip line up.
So
she had a grappling hook.
Mama turned into Pathfinder.
Thanks. So you know this was right after mom's surgery. Oh, so you know how she was. She couldn't walk that good. So I'm like, mom, you not calming down no motherfucking ladder. So me and my brother like, fuck that. We kicking the door in. I'm like, all right, bet.
Because I've been wanting to see what's behind this door.
This is what dreams are made of.
Facts. So boom, we run down the stairs. So my brother banging the door first. Boom, boom, boom. Yo, nigga, open the fuck up. We coming up in there. So now you hear him rustling. He like, hold up. So my brother like, fuck that. He like, yo, why? Kick the door. So I'm like, boom. So he like, nigga, let me show you how to kick the boom, boom. This shit start to crack on the side. So finally, nigga just opened up the door. So he opens up the door. He's like, what's going on? What the fuck going on? I said, nigga, you burned down the fucking house. So my brother like, fuck that. He push open the door and shit. Bullfit. He's like, you guys can't be doing this. I'm gonna call cops. Nigga, we already called the cops.
They're on their way.
So we push all the way in. And this is where the shit gets weird, right? So we all the way in. My brother like, what the fuck burning up in here? So we looking around. While he's still stamping on board, I'm investigating. So my mom automatically, what the fuck?
It's in scout mode.
Yeah, so I look over into.
You just see the objective window pop. Right?
Locate smoke.
So boom. I'm looking around, so I see the room, right?
Eagle eye.
So in that room, still the same setup. He got the little box radio, and then he got candles lit, but they were on the floor. He got one chair in there, right? No furniture in the whole crib.
Oh, no.
It's no, like,
he just sits there.
It's, first of all, it's no furniture, so we go to the bedroom. I'm looking. Ain't no beds in
where
there.
Where he sleeps.
Bro, it was another chair in there, and the nigga had
that was Satan's room.
The nigga had
were like comfy chairs, at least like arm chairs.
No, nigga, like hard,
like what we're sitting on.
No, like them old hard wooden chairs, straight with no arms, straight back. So I'm like, this is freaking the motherfucker, chairs. Right? So in that one room with the one chair, nigga got black bags on the floor. So I'm like, I've seen enough movies to know this is what they do before they catch a body. You know what I'm saying? So I'm looking around, I'm like, now I'm getting nervous. I'm like, hold up, bro, like, hold up. My brother, now he in the kitchen, he like, nigga, what the hell? I don't even see you cooking nothing. What you cooking? So I come in the kitchen, I'm looking, I'm like, motherfucker, what you burning up? He's like, oh, it was some grease. I said, where the fuck is the grease at? Where the pan? It don't make that much smoke. So, you know, by this time, my mom's downstairs, and she see us in the bed. She like, T.Y., come up out of here. Come, the cops is coming. Cops is coming. So, I'm like, no, mom. He said, it's some grease. It ain't no. She said, that ain't no motherfucking grease. I done burnt up a lot of grease in my years. I'm almost 50-something. I know what the fuck burnt grease smell like. She said, that nigga was frying up a human. So I'm like, what now? She's confirming my thoughts. I said, what? How'd you know? Like, I said, nigga, where the bodies? So now when I say that, you know, cause you know I be drawing, I'm just out there. My brother like, bodies? We gonna fuck you up, nigga. So now Shimba's like, I think you guys need to leave now.
Because he getting ready to power up.
I can feel myself being
My man got
over.
A gauntlet on his wrist, yo, powering up.
Yo, so finally, the cops come, the fire department come. They didn't locate where the smoke was at, right? So what we found out after the cops and stuff left, the cop was talking to my mom, and one of the firemen said that he's the only one with access to the basement, and the door was boarded up.
Don't go in the basement.
Don't go in the basement, homie. No. Tell your moms, move up out there.
Oh, she been moved out of there, but...
What was in the basement?
Nobody knew. He's the only one with access to it.
Damn. He probably burning up bodies in the incinerator.
They got that. They had an incinerator in that motherfucker. That's some other shit.
Bro, I've seen an incinerator.
Because I wasn't even knowing that shit was even in there.
He did. So Dark Magician almost burned down the building.
Almost burnt down the building.
Damn.
I'm telling you, bro.
Oh, shit.
Burning the bodies.
Shit was crazy.
He in there burning the body.
She said burning a human?
Yeah, she said he was frying up the human. You know how Mom Dukes talk. You know how she is.
Word. Shout out to T.Y.'s mom, man.
Shout out Mom Dukes.
Shout out Mom Dukes.
I love that lady.
But that was some crazy shit, man.
Yeah. So, like, did you ever run into dude again, or?
Oh, I used to see him here and there, but I ain't never fucked with him, you know what I'm saying?
Did he ever say hi to you?
After that?
Not really, like, he would, you know.
Oh, the man that kicked in my door.
You got bodies. We gonna fuck you up.
You have any neighbors, Derek?
Oh, God.
Well, we used to have that. I used to have that, like, crackheaded neighbor next door that used to buy us. We'd pull Hey Misters, like, before we were 16, and we needed, like, blunts and stuff. And we used to go over to him, and he, I don't know, for some reason thought my name was Kevin. And you call me Kev.
Better you don't know my real name.
Yeah, no, right? That's exactly how I felt too. Because he's like, hey Kev, hey, you know, you can tell your buddies, you know, they can't be knocking on my door, but you can. He sounded like that too. I don't know.
Shit.
Yeah. What a weird guy, man.
Knocking on your door for what, motherfucker?
you know, he made it sound like a knock on the door and be like, oh, hey, Steve, can you go across the street and get us a blunt? He's like,
God damn it. Yeah, I guess.
Damn. And he used to go over and
he sound like a little pervert from Family Guy.
Yo,
his name
Herbert.
Like popsicles? Fucking Herbert.
You know who he looked like, though? The Richard fucking the aerobics guy, you know, with the fucking ball.
Richard Simmons?
Yeah, Richard Simmons. He looked like Richard Simmons.
Oh.
Yeah.
Damn.
Oh, it was really cool.
Now you put an image in my head that's fucking weird now.
Hey there. Hey, Kev.
That's why I was like, oh, that's fine that you don't know my name.
Oh, Kev.
You want to check out my exercise room?
Derek Von Wolfgang, a.k.a. Kev.
A.k.a.
Kevin.
Sure, I'll get you a blunt, but that's going to come with some dick. Never mind, man. You're fucking bugging.
You want to go down in my basement sometime?
It's time for the Polaroids.
It's too much. That's too much.
So I got a better question for you guys. You ever have those things that absolutely drive you nuts or pet peeves and stuff like that?
Turn signals.
Yeah, so oh my.
Turn signals. Oh. I hate when a motherfucker be driving slow as shit. Like, it's like doing 25 and a 45. Like a 35. And then all of a sudden they just dip off on the side street. You're like, yo, my man.
Not even that, fuck? Bro. Just use the fucking, use your fucking turn signals. It's not the
hard. It's just a,
yeah.
Just a flick. Just a little flick.
You know, chewing with their mouth open.
Chewing.
Oh, you know what that should be. Nah.
Can you please?
Please? Can you please? You
ever I just want to like push their jaw closed.
You ever hear somebody eating chips and they be crunching loud as shit? And you're like, yo, them shits ain't that good, my nigga. Like,
but what if the chip
Samantha asked me all the time, crunch? She's like, am I crunching too loud? No, I can't hear it. I'm,
you know, that's what I'm saying. What if the chip is just extra crunchy?
The only time you're eating extra crunchy chips is kettle cooked.
Yeah, exactly.
You ever get really maybe smoked out paranoid that you're chewing extra
loud? No, you ever see somebody eating a bag of chips and it look like they're eating a bag of oats? Like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
I save AJ all my crumbs.
Blazing Buffalo Doritos.
I got a cabinet full of crumbs. AJ loves chips. I mean, I've seen him put down a weekend.
If you're ever just fucking around, bro, take the leftover crumbs that you have from chips and like smash them up. Use them as breadcrumbs for like a like chicken, a fried chicken. Oh,
bro. It's lit.
I've done Dorito chicken before.
Yeah, Dorito.
I imagine Dorito chicken in the air fryer.
But anything like Mama Dukes will have like leftover jalapeno chips or some shit. Yeah. You crush them up.
It's not a bad idea. Shout out to different ways to make breadcrumbs.
Facts.
Know what I'm talking about?
You got your panko.
Right. You got your panko.
Your Italian.
And you got your Middlesbrough.
And then you get the chicken.
Right. No, you know what's
biggest pet peeve?
What?
Or something that pisses me off. You ever go and buy a blunt and you get home or roll up?
And that should be staler than a motherfucker.
Not even stale. The ones with 1,000 veins.
Yeah.
I'd be like, why the fuck did they put this in a goddamn pack?
Listen, if you got a little mini mart or a bodega or anywhere, rotate your motherfucking roll-ups.
Please.
There's nothing more annoying than 2 o'clock in the morning. You like, damn, I ain't got no more roll-ups. So you head out to the store. Mm-hmm. You go and you get more. You get back home. You happy as shit. You like, yeah, about to get this nightcap popping.
Damn.
And then all of a sudden, you crack it down the middle. That shit.
Crack down the middle. I remember shit I sound tried like a glacier breaking. And it literally just broke in half.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, God damn. So
them
you know
games with the thick ass.
Yeah, honestly, that's why I'd be fucking with those cones.
The cones is nice.
Yeah, shout outs were all cones, man.
Shout out to cones, man. Send me some cones.
Shout out to back in the day Dutches that were 2-for-1.
Oh my God.
Dutch Palmers.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, now everybody's spoiled.
I smoke Phillies a lot. Like,
you smoke I can't fuck with Phillies no more,
we,
bro.
We smoke the shit out of Phillies. That's why.
I fuck with them, Jones. I can't fuck with them no more.
Me either. I don't smoke them no more. On the topic of always smoke.
On the topic of pet peeve, which speaking of weed too, what's y'all pet peeve when it comes to marijuana smoking with people?
Oh,
smoking with people?
Yeah.
I'm gonna say it's my pet peeve, and I'm even guilty of it. I hate when motherfuckers smoke. When I'm like fully alert and I'm smoking. You know what I mean with smoking. When that shit's in rotation, you got 2 or 3 blunts in rotation or whatever. And a motherfucker, I take a puff of that weed and then hold the motherfucking L.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, just chiefing on it. Yeah.
No, not even chiefing. Like, a nigga would literally hit the weed once.
And then
just be talking or
I'm guilty.
Chilling.
I'm guilty.
Like, I said, I be guilty of that sometimes. But that shit, when it's somebody else doing it, I be sick. I be like, yo, my mans.
you ever just be happy to smoke with somebody and then they gotta like put your weed to shame or like just boast? Like, you bring over some good shit. Like, you're like, that's some decent shit. You bring it over. You're like, yeah, it's pretty good shit. You're like, nah, man, I got this motherfucking Mary Poppins dog. This supercalifragilistic.
That OG.
Spialidocious, baby.
Like, I love my older sister, but my older sister is like she lives out in Colorado, so obviously she has access to all like their shit. Yeah, when she comes home, she'll be like, "So what's up? So what's up, little brother? You get some weed to smoke?" I'm like, "Yeah, I roll some up." As soon as we start hitting that, she's like, "Yeah, you can tell it's some dirty East Coast weed." I'm like, "Yeah, shut up, right. You a fucking
gentrified like a motherfucker." Yeah. Shut up. Oh my God.
Shout out to my sis. Love you, bud. Yeah, it's stuff like that, like pet peeves. don't know. What's some more?
Toilet paper going the wrong way.
Yeah, yo, you said that to me once.
You hit took a because shit out you your put house. It on the wrong way.
Well, you
just gotta go over. It can't go under.
I was
you
never.
Know, I guess gotta go over.
Over the top, baby.
It's I never go got over. Into that because you know half the time I don't even like put my fucking toilet paper on the roll.
Yeah, but see, yeah, and here's
I just
the, I feel you on that one.
You know what I mean? It's like I don't know.
Sink is close when you live with a woman, it's different.
Yeah.
For I mean, me, still, it's like as long as you replace the toilet paper. Like I just sometimes, I hate coming in on that motherfucker, and it's only like you could tell it's that last fucking
right. But
strip.
Sometimes after a long journey, I don't have it in me to put another one.
Hey, look, hey.
After a long journey,
you gotta get you some baby wipes, dog.
Oh yeah, baby wipes.
Baby wipes on. Did that.
I need flushable ones.
Yo, yeah,
so I got a house full of baby wipes. Store, I need buddy. Flushable
yeah,
ones.
Dollar store flushables, baby. Yep.
They lit.
Put me out. Oh, yeah, put it
out. I was
yeah, you gotta
get
your butthole clean.
Mind
man.
You, they're dollar store, so you gotta put two together. you gotta put two or three together.
I'm not trying to get in touch with my inner self.
Right. Wipe your ass. God damn.
Damn. Damn it.
Damn it. I gotta waddle to the sink now. Wash my hands.
That's also a big pet peeve. Is shitty toilet paper. That is the worst. I mean, no.
Who be doing that still? In grade school, that shit was
I mean,
a hard time.
At work, it's unlimited, so I just layer up to 8-ply and go to town because I don't care. It's free.
Right.
Right.
But when I'm at somebody's house and I'll shit wherever, I really don't care.
No, that's not. I can't.
I shit a lot.
I can't. Two places I was taught to shit at. If you got a shit. If you can't make it home, go to the hospital.
All right.
I'm sometimes I'm
like,
not
yo,
making
poop,
it to
like,
the hospital.
Like I said, me and Matt work together. We know, like, bro, I poop at work quite a bit.
It's hard
like,
for me to shit.
I love taking pay poops.
My last job, the bathrooms are always clean, so I didn't mind shitting there. But you ever had some fucked up bathrooms at work?
Yes.
Ooh.
I mean, we honestly have maintenance and, like, housekeeping that literally comes around this big-ass building maybe in a shift that I work at least 3 to 4 times.
Right.
That's lit.
So, and there's at least 12 bathrooms.
Well,
in
yeah,
the
you
place.
Guys. Well,
I got my shit spot. I'm not gonna lie. I like to go to one place mm-hmm. to shit, but I still shit at work.
Well, I mean, where you work, I mean, everybody's sitting around drinking coffee all day, so you got people going shit. Gotta keep the bathrooms clean. I feel
there's some people that need a double flush too.
Yeah,
like even though the auto, like press the button or something.
You ever go in the stall and you see somebody they done tore the toilet up and ain't flushed at all. Like, my God.
I used to hit people with the boom, boom, no flush all the time.
That's some fucked up shit.
That's some
man.
Sick shit.
That's
yeah,
wild,
right?
Bro. That's nasty.
That's some sick shit.
Not in
especially
a
when you really gotta go. And you get in there, you like, you don't even want shit no more. You like,
it.
Oh, man. She's still warm. You ever sit on a warm toilet? You put the paper down, you like,
you
oh.
just know you're next in line.
Yeah,
you're
like,
See, we have also have those toilet seat protectors, too,
yes.
which I utilize heavily.
Yes. You gotta use them. And you gotta lace the toilet seat up with the paper too. Still, you gotta lace it
yeah.
up. You gotta lace the toilet.
Well, it depends where I am. Like I don't know. Like you said, Wegmans kit.
If I really gotta go, and I don't give a fuck. If I'm out, I'm lacing the toilet seat up, bro.
Oh, I normally do too. It's free toilet paper. It's not mine. I'm not paying for this.
No, but see the motherfuckers that don't put all that toilet paper in the toilet and flush it. You ever go in the bathroom? You just see it still on the toilet seat. You're like, oh.
Oh, man.
But you know they lace that motherfucker though.
Yeah, they did, but what they gonna how that gonna help you?
You gotta unlace it.
No.
You gotta use your foot.
Nope.
Unlace that motherfucker.
That's one of my I guess pet peeves is like I can't stand to see like random like tissues or like paper towels laying somewhere. Like if I see like a tissue laying on a table and somebody was like, oh, I just used it to wipe up a table, in my mind, I think it's a snot rag.
Well, no, yeah.
Dude, on my
I
end
just
table,
automatically
like, if
any
I blow my nose
like,
I might use my tissue a second time. You ever just have a couple boogers and you blow them out? Are you going to use the tissue again or are you going to throw it right away?
I'm
going to throw it away.
I use it at least twice.
Wow, come you're on, weird. Dog.
Sicko.
Yeah, you're honestly on, weird.
Dog.
Like, who keeps those around?
I don't really necessarily. I just
let
put
me
it
fold,
in my
pocket. Let me like, fold this.
Oh yeah. Oh, that's
even,
why
I put it in my pocket.
That's why Matt just got himself shirts with pockets off of Amazon. Shouts out to Amazon.
What about like handkerchiefs? Motherfuckers use handkerchiefs all the time. They don't have just normal tissues.
I've never used a handkerchief. It's just being the pocket.
I don't even. Where do you even go and buy one?
I mean, you know, sometimes when you wear a suit, it comes with it.
It's a bandana.
Really?
Well, it's not.
Yeah, that's all they normally are yeah. bandanas.
Yeah, really.
Not the kind I be seeing.
Yeah,
I be seeing the bougie kind, yeah, like with the lace on them and shit.
And the silk.
Yeah, you ever see those?
Silk
that's
bandana.
A dowley. That's a fucking dowley. They got it.
You never seen the shows where somebody had a handkerchief and that shit be like, it'd be looking like extra exquisite?
Yeah, like.
You didn't want to blow your nose on it?
Are you talking about the pocket square?
Nah, I'm talking about the handkerchiefs. Like, you ever see like an old show where like a lady pull out a handkerchief
and that should be. Yeah, that should be thick.
We just didn't smack people with handkerchiefs, just smack people with their gloves.
Yeah.
I've seen handkerchiefs. Mm. Mm-hmm. Imagine somebody
getting smacked in the face with a gauntlet in medieval times, getting challenged to a duel.
Or a glove. Like, imagine somebody sitting there talking shit, taking their finger out one by one. You know what? You just said some shit for the last time.
Like she's Rogue in X-Men.
Right.
Yo, and that's why I've been playing like Red Dead 2 recently, and I've been thinking like, yo, how easy was it for you to just get into a fight like that with somebody? Like,
I would have loved to have been a fucking outlaw.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh, my God.
Fuck yeah. I would ride with this squad here. Imagine us riding down people, riding down a train on horses, just the four of us.
What y'all two color boys doing with these white boys? What? Hand me my pistol.
Yeah.
I'm out there with the six shooter. Doot, 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 doot.
I'm trying to have two of them.
Sheamus, right. Sheamus, hand me my pistol. Aye, aye, boss. Yeah, the white boy work for me.
Imagine the work. Imagine if it was like a hood section.
Yo, that would be badass, though. That would be a good movie.
Yeah, what movie? Like, I don't know. I slightly remember growing up with a movie that...
Blazing Saddles.
Like, no, it was like Romeo and Juliet, but it was deadass like modern times.
That's Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah, what we talking about?
It's just called Romeo.
No, it had what's my man name?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah, that was Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yo, that shit was dope. Where they had like he pull out his gun and it would be like, and you'd hear like the sword.
Nah, the only dude that died of color was Mercutio. They had to make that nigga black with a dress.
R.I.P. Mercutio, boy.
R.I.P. Mercutio. Like, I'm like, damn. Romeo, what tis it thou want to do today? I'm like, yeah, this nigga cool as shit.
Right.
Got shot by John Leguizamo.
Right off the bat.
He played Tybalt. Y'all know that whole movie. Y'all know that whole fucking movie, dog. Oh, my God.
Very versed.
Oh, my goodness.
Derek, what are some of your pet peeves?
Pet peeves, like...
Yeah, like...
I don't know. Like, honestly, like, yo, like, don't fart around me.
Why not?
Don't fart around me, bro. Like, yo, because I don't... Like,
I'm not excusing myself from a room if I got fart.
Nah, here's
fart.
The thing. Yo, I'm not hurting myself. Right now, we're not in a very enclosed space. I don't give a shit if you fart right now. But, like, say, like, we're in an elevator or some shit. Like, don't do that. Don't be that guy.
All right,
don't
be that guy where I gotta be whoever smelt the Delta and whoever denied it, or whoever denied it, supplied it.
Whoever denied it, supplied it. Sure.
I'm admitting my farts.
But yeah, because
if so I bust ass in an elevator, people are looking around.
If there was four of us in an elevator, and all of a sudden I smell ass.
9 times out of 10, it's wig.
Yeah, I would.
I'm not scared to do it.
I'm not scared to do it. And that's the thing. I would say wigs, you just bust ass.
Yo, but see, he'll be mid-conversation. You'll be sitting there having like an in-depth conversation. Like, yeah, bro, I was watching the games this Sunday, man.
See, I was actually in one of these situations
like,
recently.
Come on, dog.
I got categorized as the farter. Categorized as the farter. We were at this couple's house. I'm not going to say any names because someone else farted and it wasn't me. But I was in the house.
I wasn't the only one farting.
And Samantha and I were getting ready to leave. And I was... it was a solid fart. And then it smelled terrible.
Bad, like, ooh.
It was loud and it smelled terrible.
Them high pitch joints be the funkiest.
Yeah, here's the thing.
Like, no, the hot ones be the funkiest. Are the hot ones. Mm-hmm. But
and
anyway.
And if you're ever laying next to, your girl, whoever, and like, bitches like, we know when y'all got the period farts, man. That's just...
He said the period farts.
Bro.
I hate when girls be having like, the girls will be like,
we know.
Girls don't poop. I don't poop. They take the mean, those are the ones that take the meanest shit.
Meanest dookies.
Meanest
shit. Girl, your poop stink.
Right.
Oh hell yeah, cause girl, your poop stinks. It'd be like girl walk out of the bathroom, what are you doing? Nothing, I was just taking a pee. And then, all right, I'll go in to pee after. Oh, fuck.
This shit smell like Guantanamo Bay in this motherfucker.
Yeah, if you'll piss smell like
so,
that.
So back to
no, he's talking about, he said
it smells like Guantanamo Bay.
So back to the story. And it fills room and all three set of eyes just turn to me and I'm like, what? That was not me. You definitely farted. And then I called Samantha out on it on the way home. I was like, did you fart? Because you just put the blame on me. I mean, I'll take it, but it wasn't mine. She goes, it wasn't me, I swear. So it was one person from the couple, and
who done it?
Yeah, I want to know. Done it? You guys know who you are, and I need to know who it was.
Do you fart around Sam?
Fuck yeah.
Oh, God, yeah.
Did she yell at you?
No, I'm not hurting myself. Yeah, see, here's the thing. Like, that's my house. That's my throne.
I'm not trying to do it dirty, but here's the thing. Throne. Like, if we're that comfortable together, like, I'll Dutch oven the shit out of you.
Bikers call that foreplay.
Yeah.
That's sick. Yeah. That's nasty.
Some sick shit.
I know, but, I mean, it's all fun games. It's all fun and games.
That ain't fun.
All fun and games, yeah. Said that.
I'd be mad as a motherfucker.
Like you said, all fun and games. That shit pisses me off. That's one of my biggest pet peeves, and I'll finish with that one, is when kids, like, rage quit in video games and shit, and they just start yelling at you.
Not even that. Yeah, yeah.
And then you get that hate message, like, typed out, sent to your inbox.
That's another pet peeve, is not even just, like, online, but yeah, like in like Xbox or something, or PlayStation, like
shout out to Xbox 360 lobbies.
Yeah, right. Like, here's the thing. Like, yo, we were raised on that shit, so that's what I'm saying. You remember Xbox 360, like Modern Warfare lobbies, bro? That was, we were raised on that shit. That was some of the most racist shit I've ever encountered.
True. Damn, son.
You want to disrespect him like that?
Yeah, that was disrespectful.
I'll take another one, though.
One a day keeps the
feet. Yo, Xbox 360.
Shout out to Icebreaker Mints.
Yeah, shout out Icebreaker Mints.
They get me through every day.
And Listerine Strips.
Oh, dude, you ever lick one and stick it in your nose?
No, no. I've never. No.
Just do cocaine, Wig. Yeah. Just do some coke. Fuck.
Do you know how young I was when they came out?
Oh, my.
No. Got them in my stocking one year for Christmas. I just licked one, stuck it up in my nose.
Yo, speaking of
that. You know how old I was.
Speaking of Christmas, speaking of Christmas, and back to what Derek was saying, everybody got Modern Warfare for Christmas, like the year it came out. Mm-hmm. And
I hated playing video games either Christmas Day or the next 2 weeks after, because you can't get. You used to not be able to get on servers.
Lag. Oh, yeah, the lag.
So bro, fucking jammed.
You know what? Honestly,
they were not that big yet.
You know what grinds my gears? The fact that now, like, we've gone so much. I understand, like, games have gotten so much bigger in size because of the detail. But, like, yo, you used to be able to just get the game at midnight, whatever, come home, pop it in your shit and play.
Now this shit got to install.
For 8 hours.
It needs your social security number.
Yep.
What email are you using? How strong is your Wi-Fi? Try again tomorrow, nigga. Like, like,
before you can play, sign up for fucking Ubisoft, EA, fucking.
Yo, shout out to my man L. Ruffin. Shout out to L. L posted his status that he was like, yo, I went and bought 2K20. This shit says 6 hour download. I imagine going to buy
some bandwidth.
Imagine going to buy this shit at midnight.
What I'm saying, like, even if, and that's the thing, like, so then your only option is pretty much to do the digital download. But if that's the case, and say you get the game and you don't like it.
Dude told me that digitals take longer. But if you pre-order digitals, it starts downloading 48 hours beforehand.
Well, yeah.
Which I think is smart.
See, I mean, I'd much ultimately just rather plug and play with 3 save slots.
Yeah. Shout out to PS2.
Facts.
But Xbox.
I saw a picture the other day on Facebook. It was like, remember when your memory card used to look like this and it was literally the emblems for each game?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's, I definitely have my memory card somewhere.
I tell you what, they've made it now, like you saying how, like, the games have elevated and they've gotten bigger.
Yeah.
Like, now, like, you can get banned for days for, like, cursing in the lobby. Them 360 lobbies?
Yo,
you I didn't have 360, the most, I had PlayStation 3.
Yo,
PlayStation 3 lobbies were just bad.
I was in a lobby the one day, Modern Warfare, like, third day in. I'm on multiplayer. I'm like, yeah, let's go, fellas, let's get this dub. Oh, I knew there was a nigger in the fucking chat.
Oh, no.
I'm like, God damn, I'm 17.
He's up 17.
Shit.
I didn't know I was.
I don't want to play this shit.
And then he's on your team, so you got to play. What happens is even more awkward. Like,
Good job, Blackie.
Like,
whoa.
Son of a bitch.
Damn. Motherfucker.
Yeah, the N-bomb was dropped a lot on the PlayStation lobby days. But, you know.
I didn't have the I got the PS3 once they started getting more signature games.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I had the 360, and then, like, once, like, shit, like,
I never was at Xbox
Uncharted guy. Came out and all that. Mm-hmm. That's where I started rocking with PS3. Last of Us. Mm-hmm. And then God of War moved to PS, mm-hmm. you know, PlayStation. So, you know. Anybody play Street Hoops back in the day?
Oh, God.
Shit.
This is a blow up! Yo.
Yo, I was just screaming that the other night.
Yeah, yo, fucking, when that game came out, yo, I remember I bought that shit. Me and Wick played that shit all night.
NBA Street and Street Hoops.
NBA Street, Street Hoops.
Yo, we played Street Hoops through the night that one night on Code
Red. We unlocked everybody.
Yeah, we locked the bedroom door, put the air conditioner on, and we had a fucking 12-pack of Code Red. Code Red.
We was up there like, yo.
That's a 12-pack of Code Red. 12-pack of Code Red. Family pack of fucking Cool Ranch Doritos.
Had music blasting.
The Eminem show.
Yeah, Eminem show. That was on the Eminem. See, that's what I'm saying, man. That was the holidays, baby. Like, the holidays. Like, pretty much. Fucking, I remember all the players from that shit too. Main Event, AO, Half Man, Half Amazing.
Hot Sauce.
Hot Sizzle. Be doing the shimmy on the court. Yo, I'm telling you, bro. Shakes fucking, what was one of the favorite, what was a, like a favorite video game y'all used to play growing up, like with friends when they would come over?
Street Fighter.
007.
GoldenEye.
Or Super Smash Brothers Melee.
Yes.
Super Smash Brothers Melee on the GameCube.
Yes.
I played that a lot.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that was the shit when you used to just be, like, you would have the same game that I would, so I just bring my memory card.
Right.
Word. Exactly. Word. That's all you needed.
Yeah.
That used to be lit.
No.
Nowadays, it's not the same.
It's too much. Into it.
You got kids bringing like 24-inch TVs into the house and shit, and their Wi-Fi boosters.
Oh, we're trying to land play.
Yo, I got a son. Listen, I be going broke buying V-Bucks.
Oh God,
Fortnite.
I can't get into it.
Yo,
I can't.
Like,
I barely play video games. I still need to beat the third Spyro from the trilogy that I got.
Word.
And yeah, I still need to beat Kingdom Hearts 3. I haven't played that in a minute.
I play pretty much. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, any of those shits where you pretty much just pay to unlock guns or skins or some shit. Like,
that's how they get you.
Yeah,
that's why I'd rather play. I'd rather play fighting games like Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat, and shit like that.
Yeah, you're the one guy who I know. Like, I'll never.
I'd be like, yo, Derek, you want to play Street Fighter? He goes, no,
it's not fair.
No, it's not fair.
But see, the thing is, I mean, my next door neighbor at the time, we used to have Street Fighter competitions all the time.
Definitely did. It used to be lit.
And We used to keep track of who got, like, perfect scores. Like, who got triple A'd. Like, facts. Not A, C, B. No, you got triple A'd. You got your ass whooped.
Word.
Facts.
Like, we used to have, like, standings and stats and everything.
We definitely did.
Nerp Nerp was there. I was always Ryu. Nerp Nerp was Ken. But Cammy's my bitch. Don't catch me on the back blocks with Cammy.
I fuck with E-Honda. Shout out to my people's rock.
That's what that fight looked like. Was this little dude in E-Honda just gripping him up and picking him up and shit. That's what the fight looked like.
Speaking of video games, you saw that they making the new fucking Mortal Kombat movie that's coming out next year?
I didn't see the movie.
It's fucking lit, yo. They got the cast pretty much set up all the way, yo. The cast is crazy. Like, legit.
I'm definitely going to see it.
I don't know if y'all know who The Miz is from WWE, the wrestler The Miz. He's playing Johnny Cage.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think that's fucking dope.
I'm not too familiar with
that. If John Cena wasn't as bulky and had brown hair, I would give him Johnny Cage. Yeah. But he's too bulky for Johnny Cage.
And not even that, like, John Cena plays in too many movies. Like, give me somebody else.
But I would like to see him if he slimmed down for the role.
John Cena up. Fuck the bullshit.
Yo, and who is, what's John the name Cena. Of the dude that played, Guardians of the Galaxy?
Chris Pratt?
Nah.
Dave Bautista.
Yes. Have him as, the dude with
the eye patch?
Nah, the dude with the four.
Baraka.
Yeah.
Or Goro.
Yeah, Goro.
Goro.
Yeah, I don't know if they're gonna introduce Goro. They should.
He's too small for Goro.
Yeah, you think so?
You need
I think he would look good with like the ponytail pulled back.
You need to have at least 6'5" on you and build.
The dude that played
they're gonna cast the Rock.
Dude that played the Mountain in Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
put the
motherfucker like that.
Put the girl makeup on him. Telling you.
He's already bald.
Word.
He's already bald, so why not?
I can't even relate to that. I know you might kill me, but I haven't watched Game of Thrones.
I mean, honestly, I never finished it all the way through, too. And, I pretty much
of
got,
an ending.
Like, yeah, like, I never...
It was honestly a sad hand job.
I used to see so much shit of it on social media.
The ending was a sad hand job.
Seasons 3, 4, and 5...
Like The Stranger, no spit.
Seasons 3, 4, and 5, lit. 6 kind of had you confused, but still, like, okay. And then 7 was just like, all right.
We're done.
Yeah. Here you go, guys.
Let's just leave, 20 loose ends and what ifs. But anyway, back to video games. I can't wait for another Naruto game to come out. I fuck with that game so heavy. Like that was a fun one too. The fighting game. I just like fighting games, period.
Yeah.
I'll do fighting games over first person shooters any day. Or RPGs.
Well, 2K20 just came out last night.
That's true. I can't get into that. My ass will get whooped.
I'm telling you, if you really like sit down
back to the Mario Kart days.
If you sit down and you really play that shit,
right,
you'll
get
into
drunk driving with some Mario Kart. I'm down with that. You ever play that on the arcade machine with me?
No, I don't think so.
That's fair.
Wait a minute, yeah, it was janky. I couldn't turn.
It's fixed now, I promise.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it was, I couldn't.
The controls
cheap,
worse
motherfucker,
shot.
You give me the janky ass control. Yeah, yo, do you ever do that on purpose?
It wasn't even a controller, it's a joystick.
Do you ever purposely give somebody the janky controller?
You always give somebody the janky controller. You're like this is my house, I'm taking my controller.
I'm player one.
Someone else in this house, or maybe one of your friends as well, have fucked up this controller in the past. This is my controller.
Your homeboy been talking shit all day. He come over like, yeah, nigga, I'm about to fuck you up in Madden. You're like, yeah, well, check this out. The start button don't work, R2 don't work, triangle don't work, and the directional pad is fucked up. Good luck, buddy.
And the analogs are sticky.
Right, and the analogs are very sticky.
Guess what? We played fucking Call of Duty, you're always looking up.
or that's the worst.
Yeah, I know.
Or you see the kids that are glitched like that and just running around and running into walls with their hand up in the air.
You ever beat one of your homeboys in a game real bad? He take that shit personal?
Oh, yeah.
That used to happen all the time. Yeah.
Especially when we were younger.
But see, like if you're one,
like, you ever
one
made somebody walk
something.
Home? Made somebody go, I'm going to fuck home, guys.
All right, man. I'm tired of playing this nut ass shit, bro. This janky ass controller. I'm outside. All right.
Bring your own controller next time.
I used to be one of those dudes. I used to be sick. Especially when, like you were talking about the Street Fighter competition we used to have. I'd lose the mat, lose the nerve, back to back. We playing three rounds. These motherfuckers just bust my ass. And then they, get on. You ready? You ready for? No, I'm not fucking ready for the next round. What? Fuck y'all. I quit. How you going to quit the competition?
That's got my ass whooped. Right. I'm done. Where's my notebook?
Like, out of here.
Wigden hit you with a 32-hit combo.
Right. Some crazy shit like, y'all was practicing last night.
You have to practice combos. That's how you win.
You know, I'm staying writing rhymes and shit. I
learned two signature moves and used that shit the whole match. Oh, that's the uppercut. Ah, got him. Meanwhile, Wigden blasted me in the space, brought me back down.
Injustice is fun too.
Yes.
That's a good fucking game. Injustice 2 is so badass.
You know, I didn't get all the way through Injustice 2. The first one was fire though.
The second one has a lot of good characters in it.
Okay.
Yeah, the Red Hood. Shout out Red Hood.
I think I played a little bit with you though.
Kinda sad Nightwing wasn't in it, but
you got the red hit though.
But that's what I'm saying. Look how far video games have came. Like Superman special in that game is this motherfucker punches you up into like the orbit.
Oh god.
Mm-hmm.
Then punches you across the world.
You ever play like the Justice League for the Super Nintendo though?
Yes.
Like the graphics that where it has come since then is disgusting.
What's the worst?
That's
video
what
game?
We honestly we grew up in that shit. Like we grew up through this entire era to where we're at now. Like that's a generation in itself.
What's the worst video game you've ever played?
Worst video game. Oh,
like it was. You were just like, yo, this fuck my life. Fuck this $50, right?
I don't know, man.
$60. Worst video game.
I mean, honestly, it wasn't.
What was that one where you just wandered around in space?
No Man's Sky.
Yeah. Shit. Shit.
Good, because I was gonna get that, and I was like,
bro,
I saw
it was
on sale on the
so
Xbox One Marketplace.
Bad, because honestly, it's either that or I was always just too high to play it and understand what the fuck to do.
Yeah, but honestly,
just wandering around in space gathering materials. What am I gathering these materials for?
I don't know.
The fuck am I doing?
That was the worst purchase I ever made.
Best video game you ever played. You guys got one?
Street Fighter 4.
Ah, that's hard because I played a lot of fucking good. Well, I would say my top three would have to be
Zelda: A Link to the Past,
Dead Space.
Yo, Dead Space was a great game, especially to play in the dark.
Fuck yes.
Yeah, T.Y. said I can't play it in the dark.
Yeah, bro.
Who said
they
can't play
it
in the dark?
That was me.
Right, you said you couldn't play it in the dark.
Yo, that's what I'm saying.
Like, I think as a kid, like Resident Evil 2 scarred me for a little bit.
Yo, you too?
Yeah, bro.
Yo,
it was
the beginning scene.
Nah, it was the part where, you're walking through the police station and you go into the like interrogation room, and there's a two-way window.
Yeah, yeah.
And as soon as you walk around the one side of the table and the two-way, a liquor fucking jumps.
Yeah,
bro. I don't know why I was watching my uncle play it when I was mad young. I couldn't sleep for days.
Sometimes I like to do that too. Is honestly just watch somebody play a video game.
Yeah.
Like for example, Dante's Inferno, fantastic.
Yeah, really good game.
And you just watch them go through the story. Like, you know you're not going to pick it up and play it yourself, but you're basically watching a movie.
Yeah.
When you're like, go get that chest over there. Right. go get that. You see, oh, shit, I missed that word.
Bro, there's hella ammo right there. Hella ammo. There's mad ammo.
Right. I used to do that all the time.
Yeah, honestly, what's that sparkling in the corner? Shout out to Twitch. Like, I like fucking going on Twitch and just watching some shit like that. Like, honestly, just watching people play games sometimes is good.
Greatest video game I played in the last 10 years. Dead ass.
People make money off.
Yeah, oh, God, yeah.
Y'all gotta play it if you haven't. The Last of Us.
Oh, that's a great series.
One of the greatest fucking... Oh, my God, dude. A great fucking... The story is fucked up. And then, like shit goes down. And then, like, 20 years later, it gets way worse. Like, I'm not gonna give away too much of the game. But those who have played it, yo, please comment on this video, on the link or whatever, and let us know which video game you think is the best and which one you think is the worst. We'd like your feedback on that, because mine's The Last of Us, the last God of War that just came out.
My other one is Ninja Turtles, Turtles in Time.
Okay.
Fuck, I love that game.
WWF No Mercy. Mm. Nintendo 64, baby.
We're going to wrap it up for the night, though, gentlemen. TY, where can we find you?
You can find me on Instagram at FlyboyYoung. Facebook Flyboy Young. You find me on Twitter at Flyboy Young MHS. Yeah.
You can find me, Duval Branch, on Facebook. You can find me on Instagram, GrooveMania 1990 at GrooveMania. You can also find our page on Facebook, the Super Smash Stories Podcast. You can also find us on Instagram as well at the SSS Podcast.
Yeah.
Derek,
yeah.
Where can we find you?
Yeah, as always, Derek Von Wolfgang on Facebook. If you ever want to work together, collaborate on music, or you're just looking for beats in general, 550 Productions, that's 5 the number, and 50productions at gmail.com. Just shoot me a link. We can work on something. We'll work on something, right?
And me? Crash _ Concoctions on Instagram. Special thing about that is right now I'm open up for a commission. Someone wants me to draw you something, hit me up, let me know.
Word.
This art ain't free. I ain't drawing your tattoo for free either.
And before we go, make sure y'all go cop that Moet Flyboy Young.
Yeah.
It's on
yeah.
Spotify, iTunes. Go get that.
Peace, everybody. Peace.